Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Any 1067 the fan. Much appreciate you listening to the show as always. If you missed Ben Standing on fantasy football getting you ready for your draft, you're going to want to grab that podcast at grantanddanny.com/audio after the show today. Your boy may have got himself his wedding band yesterday.
Oh, nice, buddy.
Yes, we went by the jewelry store. I've been actually advertising for them here on the station, Jewelry by Designs in Woodbridge.
Very cool.
Very convenient, right off 95. Go check them out. I sat down with Jenny, who's lovely, answered all of our questions. If you're looking for jewelry, Jewelry by Designs is where you got to go. So we went yesterday, and Allison got her wedding band taken care of. Shocker, we've already ordered that one. Mine we didn't order yet. We're just kind of going to hang out and see what happens.
Okay, just sort of read the flow.
Yeah. We did order Allison's, which was beautiful. Hearts on fire. It's going to be very nice. But they took very good care of us there, and we enjoyed ourselves in Woodbridge. Went to dinner last night in Woodbridge right after leaving Jewelry by Designs over by 95.
Mm-hmm.
We went to dinner at a little place called Matchbox.
Matchbox!
What do you know about Matchbox?
I know the pizza's delicious. I know the entrees are slept on because everyone goes for the pizza.
They are so good.
Everything Matchbox. Everything I've ever had at Matchbox, I would say been 8 times to different locations, one by the Verizon Center or whatever we're calling it now, the Capital Verizon Center. I don't know. It's Verizon Center. And there's another couple out in Ootenaboot, one on 16th Street, yeah, et cetera. Everything I've ever had there has been really good.
Take a guess at what I ordered.
Some sort of chicken dish with minimal flavor.
Half chicken. Baked half chicken. Very good. I got side of mushrooms, side of not Brussels sprouts, side of asparagus.
This is like that time you went to the famous Stone Crab restaurant and ordered a steak.
Oh, no. It's not the same. What should I have ordered?
A pizza at Matchbox.
Guy, I'm not allowed to eat pizza.
We can't eat pizza.
What are you talking about?
We can't eat pizza.
Go out for a night and get a nice pizza.
Don't you?
You think I'm allowed to do that, Dar? You realize I have a weigh-in on Saturday morning?
You can't triple stamp a double stamp over there.
And this is not a joke. If I ate a pizza, it would undo 2 weeks of work. If I ate a pizza, I would go from... I'll wake up tomorrow and go into EMP for my weigh-in, probably under 190 for the first time. And if I'm at 189 and change, that means I'm going out for a chocolate lava cake and I'm taking them with me because I told them when I get under 190, that's what I'm doing.
Legitimately, I really believe this. If I had a good portion of pizza, the amount of pizza that I would want,
I would
at
gain
a sitting,
3 pounds.
I really think I'd gain 4 pounds.
I'm sure of it.
I really think I would.
Would
You've seen
be
me
worth
pizza.
It? Would it be worth it? Do I have to do a weigh-in? Like, am I still on the program? Do I have to lose it right away?
Worth it is such a great question.
I mean, you were going out to dinner on a Thursday night. You have a weigh-in on Saturday. Would it be worth it?
I would say no because the chicken dish was delicious, Dar.
No one's saying chicken can't be delicious.
Yeah.
But when you go to a pizza restaurant that's known for pizza.
It's not a pizza, man. He's got a good point. The chicken is not pizza.
I don't even remember what pizza tastes like. So I'm not the right person to ask this question to. I haven't had a pizza since the fall. So I don't know what pizza tastes like anymore. Is it gross? Is it delicious? Is it fun? I don't know.
I'll tell you, it's not gross.
It's so good.
Yeah, I don't remember it.
It's so good. It's a big triumph over nature.
I'd imagine it's great, but I don't know what it tastes like anymore. I remember what it tastes like.
I still, because when I quit soda, almost, it's actually been 10 years, by the way. I quit soda.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm Danny, and it's been 10 years.
I miss it so much. Hi, Danny. I wish I had some right now, every second of every day. Every meal reminds me of soda. My mouth, I swear to you, people think I'm making this up, and I promise you this is true. When it's time for a soda, because it always is, or almost always, my mouth will recreate the slight fraction of the aftertaste of when I drink a Coca-Cola to let me know that, hey, we still want you in there.
Yeah, it's still there.
Come on by and drink some soda. It goes with your bacon. It goes with your lunches and different foods. All I want to do is drink soda all the time.
So much chicken.
I kind of have that pizza feel now. I think sometimes I see pizza and I'll... remember the taste once that pepperoni
pizza,
hits your
I
lips.
I want soda, but I just keep eating chicken.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what I do.
Yeah, it's
that was my night, though. But I will say, thanks to our friends over there, Jenny, and everyone at Jewelry by Designs for taking good care of us. I'm going to go gold wedding band, pay homage to DP, my father.
Golden?
He always wore gold. What do you wear?
I got the tungsten.
Okay.
This is what they make.
I'm looking at that as well.
They make bumpers out of this, and they make wedding rings. I got it from tungstenworld.com.
I think I'm going to go gold. So we were doing good price, and it worked out.
We did, like, fancy shopping. We went to, like, various jewelry stores, and they started showing me the prices of my dude ring. And I was like, no. If I had my druthers, you could take a washer off of a sink, and you could put that giant weight around my finger. I want to be constantly reminded of the choice I've made.
You should be reminded at all times.
Yeah.
I want my left hand.
I want my left hand to be long, hang lower than my right.
Let me go to the To Be Fair news desk. I want a quick update before we get back into the show and our planned discussion on D'Angelo Hall. To be fair, Brendan Dahr is with us. What's going on over there with this quizzing of listeners? Do we have any favorites to get into the league yet?
Oh, yeah. We have two favorites right now. I don't want to give names away.
Okay.
But we have two favorites. We have one perfect score.
We have a perfect score on 10 hard questions.
What?
Yes.
Does this person know that they were perfect?
They don't.
Now, how, without, you know what? I can't ask that because it's too specific. It would lead to research, and I can't ask that question.
10 yeah. very difficult questions.
But there are some of their multiple points involved in the question.
Dahr, I think, took those out.
One I left in, but I took two of the three out.
I see. Okay.
I wanted those in there just so there was no tie, but. Yeah. Dahr's pretty confident, and to this point, he's been right that there won't be a tie.
Wow.
I also have heard the bad guy, because, you know, Dahr had to be the bad guy.
Yeah, he is the bad guy.
My way for the bad guy.
I've heard the bad guy twice be nice with someone on the phone. I cannot confirm who it was, but I heard him say, yeah, that question's too tough.
Well, no. So there's one question. You know, I'm just going to say it. It's the Danny co-host question.
Yes.
Okay. They keep getting like really, really close.
Right.
They'll get like a first name or a last name and they know all the details about it.
Right.
But they don't put the first and last name together.
Then I would say they don't get credit.
You're the bad guy.
They know Danny's nickname from the show.
That's good, but that's not the question. The question is, well, I don't want to say what the question is, but we know what the question is. Now, as long as you are consistent in how you're grading that matters.
I am.
Whether we should be giving them credit or not doesn't matter as much as long as everyone's getting the same consistent slap on the wrist or pat on the back, which I'm sure you're doing.
Yeah.
That's a tough question. The reason because it's a tough
question.
That's
why we put it on, because this is to separate the reels from the tourists. And we don't begrudge
the
tourists.
What is the reels?
The real means like
you're a real one.
Like you're
like
you're,
real recognizes real.
That's what we're looking for.
Does
like
real
you know,
recognize real.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know that I'm real.
I would say yes,
but I'm talking about like the real hardcore super fans here. I'm not talking about the Patriots fan that discovered they were good in 2002. I'm talking about the guy that like had a Steve Grogan jersey.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Now what are we gonna do? Are you gonna be done by 12:45 to the point?
Yeah,
that
I only
have
two left.
Okay, so at 12:45 we'll bring on the top five answerers. And two of them will not get into the league, and three of them will.
Okay.
Is that how we're going to do it? I think that have a little suspense.
A little bit of suspense.
That way you don't know when we call you, if you're in or you're out.
So you go, you are, and then it's like a drum roll.
Yeah.
Out.
You're not in the league.
And then
we hear someone just cry on the phone.
Like, you are
will you
not
accept this
in the
rose?
League.
Exactly.
Will you accept this league
Have
invite?
You talked to Rod in D.C. yet?
Yes.
Did he bomb or did he succeed?
He did not bomb. He did not succeed. I'm not giving away where he is.
Okay.
He competed.
He was competitive.
That's all we want is
our
people
guy,
to compete.
Rod, I just want Rod to be out there competing.
Well, guys, show up on Sunday to compete, man. That's your compete level is what it's about.
D-Hall competes, but he won't compete for a few weeks into the season. He'll start the year on the pup list. What's this secondary going to be for this team? A strength or a weakness? Next on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.